Welcome to Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight for the weekend of August 30th, 2024. I got a great show coming up for you. Going to be talking with Chad Flewelling of the band Eerie. Also got Joseph's Folk Corner. John Woods of the band Shortwave Radio Band stops by for a quick conversation. And we're going to talk to Scott Womer of Song City and more. So without further ado, let's get started. First up is a show that's actually happening tonight, and I'm extra excited about it because I am playing at it. It's, Unihog and WEQX have been doing the summer concert series every Thursday this summer, and Shortwave Radio Band is playing tonight. And just by a pure happenstance, Shortwave Radio Band drummer John Woods happened to come over to gather his drums right as I was recording, and I was like, hey, perfect, be a guest on my podcast. So what's up, John?
What's up, Andy?
Nothing, just excited. I'm excited for tomorrow. Like, not only has it been 3 months since we played a gig.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, Andy Palooza.
It was Andy Palooza, yeah, May 18th. So it's been 3 months. And in that time, we've written, we have five new songs.
Five new tunes, yep.
And we're getting ready to record an EP, and we're going to play, I think, four of the five songs. Because I did make the announcement, because you didn't watch the Mirth Films podcast yet, I did officially announce that JB, a.k.a. Dirty Moses, is going to be on a track.
Oh, yeah. So
that one we're
not.
We're not going to play. We're not going to play tomorrow because, you know, it just wouldn't make sense. And we actually haven't even heard anything, you know, so we just have the cool hip-hop groove.
Cannot wait to see what happens with that. But, yeah, so four of the five new tunes.
Brand new. Nobody's ever heard them except for us.
That's right.
Essentially. And TJ.
TJ, yes.
And I guess a couple other people. But yeah, so Unihog, it's 7 o'clock, 7 to 9. And because, you know, we don't have two hours of original music, we've got, you know, if we, and I was talking about this last night, like, because, like, our songs are so short, you know, like, we do 2-3 minute songs, which is what, you know, I love that. But think of how many 3-minute songs you'd have to do to film.
A lot. What is our longest song? You know, when I think about it, So Long, maybe?
Our longest song, I think, is So Long the Hopeful, which is like 4.5 minutes.
Yeah. And that's like epic.
It's like a fucking Pink Floyd song.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to our normal shit. Yeah. Yeah, because most of them are in the, we have some in the 2 minute.
That's right.
Some that just barely cross the 3 minute. You know, they're short songs, and that's how we dig it.
But they're fun songs.
They're super fun, yeah, and they're high energy and fast. But so for tomorrow, we've got a bunch of cover songs that we're throwing in with the mix to fill in the 2 hours. But the cover songs are also very fun.
I can't wait. This show is going to be just so much fun. It's going to be so much fun to be back doing it. So
Yeah, and that's what I'm more excited about. You know, because we haven't played a gig in 3 months, don't get it twisted. We've been playing this entire time.
Right.
You know, we just haven't played in front of people. So we're going to be charged up, and I think it'll be awesome. So come out tonight, Unihog, free show, you know, and they have fucking killer
food.
Kick
off your holiday weekend early.
Right, and that's right. I didn't even realize that until just a couple minutes ago. John was like, yeah, you know, it is the Thursday before a holiday weekend. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, people might want to be down to throw down. Yeah. So
it's a good primer, for sure. Primer for the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So Unihog, us, Shortwave Radio Band, we will be there, and it's going to be a fucking kick-ass time. And I was just talking to you, John, like, about the podcast that I was on last night, Mirth Films, and how Frankie was talking about how he really dug Metallica, and that was, like, his favorite band. And I was like, oh, it's funny, because, like, in our song, So Long the Hopeful, I do, like, a James Hetfield kind of, like, a, yeah, And like it started as like a joke, you know, like Dave Tayo put it in the demo and like, you know, it was just funny. And when we recorded the song, like I recorded it and then like, you know, it was done, vocals were done. And like right as I was leaving, I'm like, we didn't do like the Hetfield thing. And he was like, oh, I wasn't serious about that. Like I was, you know, I just like put that in like in the demo, like as a goof. And I was like, well, I kind of want to do it. And he's like, all right, fuck it. So I walked back in and I literally just went, yeah, yeah. And then was like, all right, have a good night. And he tacks them on. And they're totally in the song. And you can absolutely, absolutely hear them if you're paying attention to it. And it happens twice. When I say confused, it's like, you know, so long the hopeful, the faithful and confused. When it says confused, it's it at the end. It has the yeah, and it's fucking hilarious. So this is Shortwave Radio Band, So Long the Hopeful, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. Shortwave Radio Band, So Long the Hopeful. All right, so right now on the phone, I have Chad Flewelling, drummer for the band Eerie, a good friend of mine, and also one of the very first guests of the podcast. What, Chad, you were what, number two, I think?
Yes, two. Hello, Andy. How are you,
Chad?
Today?
How are you, buddy? And you're vacationing now, right? Aren't you like...
Yes. I'm with my parents, just hanging out.
Hanging out
relaxing,
by a lake.
Yep, off for the week. So just kind of chilling and then hanging out until Friday.
Yeah, and then what's happening Friday?
Well, we are playing down at Albany Distilling Company from 7 to 9 with our friend Sydney Worthley. And so this is our fifth year playing there, and we love it and look forward to it every summer.
And that was actually, and I talked about it a little on Frankie's podcast last night. I was on the Mirth Films podcast, but that was where we met. Or not me,
yes.
me and you. That's where Shortwave Radio Band and Eerie met, because me and you obviously
yes.
met.
Yes, we met and did a podcast
before then.
And then,
yeah.
And then we asked you, was that three years ago?
I think 2 years ago. Yeah,
okay.
It would
yeah,
have to be
so...
2 years ago.
Okay. So we asked you to play on it and it was the best time. And just been 10 out of 10 friends since.
Yeah. And like, and now TJ is producing our next EP and everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
how's
that
coming?
The songs are written.
Okay.
We have seven of them. And
okay.
We're not sure what's going to go on. You know, like, it's basically, we're going to kind of leave it up to TJ to decide, like, the direction what's gonna make it, and then we'll figure it out from there. But yeah, we've
Radical.
Got some new songs, and we're gonna play them tomorrow, actually, or tonight.
Oh,
as this is airing. Yeah,
this is tonight. Yes, it's tonight.
But yeah, enough about me, let's go, because I'm
yes.
gonna talk about that on this episode already, so that'll be like an overload of energy.
Yeah,
so,
no, we are just ripping, ready for this show, ready to have a good time. This is one of our last local shows we have booked for the year, because we're just recording. So looking to have a really good time and hoping that we get to see a lot of friendly faces.
And is there any updates on how the recording's coming? Like, is there anything to report? Because I know you guys are working on an album and...
we're working on three EPs. So one is done. One will
oh,
be
that's
out
right,
because
it was...
Yes. One will be out September 27th. That one's done. It came back. It sounds awesome. And now we're working on the second part. I think TJ's doing vocals. I think he did them last night or two nights ago, as it airs on Thursday. And we're just plugging away and trying to get going.
And then
know?
For like the third EP, you know, because I know it was like thematic throughout the three of them, are like the songs
yes,
kind of already there for all three of them?
The songs are done. They just need to be recorded.
Gotcha.
We have them written and laid out. They just have to be finished. So we are pumped and can't wait for everyone to hear it and to see everyone on Friday.
Yeah, I'll do my best to make an appearance. I should be good.
Okay.
Because, you know, going into the long weekend, and I'm going to see NoFX this weekend too. So adrenaline overload and a endorphin rush
yes.
and whatever.
Absolutely.
Super excited. But I won't take up any more of your time, Chad. I will let you get back to chilling with the family by the lake.
Appreciate it, sir. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope tomorrow, or I hope tonight is outstanding.
It should be okay.
Okay.
No,
it's gonna
kidding.
Be,
we're gonna fucking crush it. We're so excited. Yeah. We haven't played a gig since May, and like we're just like all like chomping at the bit, like ready to go.
Oh
like,
man.
Yeah. So it's gonna be good.
Maybe I'll show my face. We'll see.
Don't do that. Don't give me hope.
Listen, I'm gonna try my best.
All right, brother. That'd be cool, man.
All right. Cool.
All right, Chad. Give my love to the family.
Will do. Talk to you later, buddy.
Later. And let's listen to a song from Eerie. This is the closing track, actually the title track of Suburban Mayhem. And I'm actually lucky enough to have a signed vinyl copy of Suburban Mayhem, which was given to me on my birthday by the boys in Eerie. And it's one of my prized possessions. I really love it. But this song is like a perfect way to close out this album. It's very anthemic. It's very much a song that sounds like it is closing out a really great album. It has so much going on at the end, and I really, really love it. And I mean, I know I've told them, and I, you know, I just love this band. I love the album. I love these songs, and this is one of my favorites on the album. So this is Suburban Mayhem, Holy Fuck, from Eerie, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Just trying to find a way to cope with all that we've become. We were only kids fresh out on the road, just hiding from the cops off the interstate an hour from home. Around.
Suburban Mayhem, holy fuck, from Erie. And for those that don't know, TJ Foster of Erie, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show or not, but he's producing Shortwave Radio Band's EP, and we're super, super excited for that. He's just such a pro at what he does. He puts out great content, and we're excited to work with him. So expect great things coming up. I think we're recording starting in September, so chances are it'll probably be, I don't know, 2025, you know, early in the new year by the time anything is ready to be heard. But I don't fucking know, you know. I'm not the producer. I just play the bass and sing some oohs and ahs. Anyway, right now we are going to check in with Joseph Biss. He was away last week. He was literally on the road. He, texted me from a traffic jam somewhere, I don't know, up north. He was going from, like, Maine to Burlington on a tour. He was going places. But anyway, he couldn't do Joseph's Folk Corner last week, but he's back. So without further ado, let's check in with Joseph Biss, Joseph's Folk Corner.
Hey folks, it's me, Joseph, and we're back with Joseph's Folk Corner. I am on a little break here in between some shows, and then, we should be back to our regular schedule where I'll be tuning in each week and letting you fine folks know about some folk in this fine area. But yeah, Friday, I'm gonna do one more little plug here, and then I won't mention it no more, but Friday, we're gonna be at Mojo's. We're gonna be at the Cafe and Gallery down there in Troy. I'm gonna be joined by my good friend Seth of Headless Relatives, and his violinist Jess, and his lead guitarist Ian. So it's gonna be the trio, the Headless Trio will be there kicking off the show. And if we have so many talented folks in the area right then, it would be a shame not to have one or two of them come up and play some songs. So, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, though you can't see my winkage or my nudge. But, yes, I've got one other thing I want to touch on. So, up to the north of us, there's a fine little place near Gore Mountain called Bex. Bex is this small little establishment. They've got a few yurts. And I was just happened to be there on Sunday because my phone gave me a little notification. It said that one of my favorite artists, Jeffrey Lewis, was going to be playing a show. And I'm like, oh, it probably won't be anywhere here near the 518. And boy, was I surprised. They were up north doing some rehearsals for their upcoming UK tour, which actually I think that starts today in London. They decided to throw on a gig to kind of get a good feel of how the full band they were doing was going to work. And I happened to be there right front row. I met Jeffrey, we chatted a bit, and it was fantastic. But definitely look into that, because they definitely make passes through this area quite often. It's kind of like folk punk is the best way I can put it. But it's some really good stuff, lyric heavy, which, you know, I always enjoy. But yeah, I know they played at No Fun in the past, so they hit Troy often too. But yeah, give them a look. But yeah, that's where we're going to end it today. I hope you folks all have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Joseph. That is Joseph Biss with Joseph's Folk Corner. So on Tuesday, I was on Mirth Films podcast, Kind of Live, Kind of Living, or maybe I got that backwards, Kind of Living, Kind of Live. But anyway, Frankie was talking about the Adirondack Independence Music Festival, and I thought that was a really great thing for me to focus on for one of my events, because it is a three-day event, August 30th through September 1st at Charles Wood Park in Lake George, and there's a ton of bands on there. Mo is going to be there for two nights, two sets per night. Melvin Seals and JGB will be doing two sets. There's Mahali is going to be there with a full band. Bad Fish, a tribute to Sublime. Pink Talking Fish, which is Pink Floyd, Talking Heads, and Fish combined, I believe. Look at me and my jam band knowledge. I'm fucking crushing it. And also a standout on the lineup for me, Haley Jane Band are going to be there. And I really like her music. I like the music with the band. I like the solo music. She's been on my radar for a couple of years. And, you know, any of the music that I play on this show, I do reach out to the artist ahead of time and ask if I can, you know, play their music. And the nature of this show is it's kind of quick. So a lot of the times I'll send out a message in the morning and I record, you know, right now it's 5:15 at night or in the evening. And that's when I record. And sometimes I just, I don't hear back from the artists in time, and I don't want to play their song without their, you know, expressed permission ahead of time. And I, you know, I feel bad when that happens, because there has been a couple times where, you know, they respond, yeah, that would be great. And I'm like, shit, like, I've already, the episode's already like scheduled and done. But so I reached out to Haley Jane today, and she responded very quickly and was very gracious and is allowing me to play one of her songs. So I'm excited for that. So you can catch her at the Adirondack Independence Fest this weekend. You'll have to check, you know, the website for details on when she's actually playing or when everybody's playing, because obviously a 3-day festival, there's going to be a lot of music happening the whole time. But anyway, back to the here and now. So right now I'm going to play some music from Haley Jane. This is a song off her 2021 album Late Bloom. This is I'm Bored, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Take me down, if down is where you're going, the wrong side of town, jukebox glow in my hair. Take me up, we'll fly like helium, balloons like tunes get stuck in my head in the air. Just take me somewhere, I don't care if I've been there before. I'm just bored, I'm just bored. Has got in the waves like rolling thunder. The bay will be our home in the blue. Oh, we'll jump into the fire. We'll love and live like lightning. It's rough, but it's exciting. It's hot, but we'll be ashes soon. Just take me somewhere new, somewhere I've never been before.
Haley Jane with I'm Bored off her 2021 album Late Bloom. And what a great song that is. Like, it starts right out, like the cadence of it, or like the meter, the rhyme scheme of it is so clever and so catchy. And I don't know, the song's like evolves the entire time. I don't know, whatever. I'm talking like nerd song talk or whatever, but a really great song from Haley Jane. I love that one. All right, so right now on the phone, I have Scott Womer of Song City, and he has a big announcement because today is the day. Actually, you know, hey, what's up, Scott? We'll jump right into it, but what season are we in now? Is this three?
This is season three. Yeah. So, yeah, we are. We have just gone through 72 artists in the past two seasons, and now we're jumping into season three, episode one.
And when does everything kick off? When is the first one?
The first one is next Tuesday, which would be the 10th of September, 7:30 p.m. at place called The Waiting Room, which is kind of a new up-and-coming event space that is on Franklin Alley, right between Broadway and River Street in Troy.
That's where, like, those lights are, the lights hanging across the
alley.
Yes,
we're all...
Yeah.
Exactly, like exactly.
One of the most photogenic spots in Troy, you know?
Yes, the only nice alley we have.
it looks so Parisian or whatever. So who's playing, I guess, like, who's playing at the first one? And might as well just, you know, what's the full lineup for season two?
Well, I'll give you the first answer anyway. The rest of the season is a secret until we get to it. But I will tell you, for episode one, the one coming up next week, is great. We have Ed Schwarzschild from Dr. Baker. We have a great folk duo with acoustic guitar and fiddle called Drank the Gold. We have local phenomenon Sydney Worthley playing, who's so great, and also so great Belle Skinner. So
three out of the four have been on this podcast. So.
I'm sure. I'm surprised. I bet you'll have all four.
Yeah, totally. As soon as you said that, I'm like, all right, sweet. I got someone new that I can have on the show. Awesome.
Well, and, believe me, I have people signed up for this season that I only know about because I heard them on your show. So
really?
It goes both ways.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's awesome. That's super, super cool to hear. So how, you know, for those that don't know, I guess maybe, you know, give like a quick pitch about what Song City has been and what they can expect, you know, for this season, for those that may not be aware of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Song City is built around two main things. One is to give great songwriters in Capital District and beyond a place to be heard where they can really tell their story and won't have the distractions necessarily that you might have in a bigger show, but a place where they can sit down and talk about how the song was written and play two or three songs for us. It's in a traditional song circle, meaning that we have four artists and they literally go around a circle, each one playing a song per rotation. We do three rotations, so each artist playing three songs and talking about those songs, having some discussion amongst the artists about songwriting. It's great. It seems like a real safe space for our artists. I encourage them to not only play their bigger hits, but to play songs that maybe they haven't played in a while or maybe never played. I actually had our finale of season two, our friend Barbie Barker was playing. She actually played a song that wasn't even done yet. So it seems to be a real safe place for them to play. And also just a great opportunity for the local audience to hear not only great songwriters, but great songwriters from a lot of different genres. So for instance, this month we've got, you know, a rock artist and a folk artist and a pop artist, you know, and we have hip hop artists coming up and rock artists and you name it. So just showing songwriting from a lot of different standpoints.
And it's just a really cool way, like, you know, as an audience member, like that intimate setting, you know, it's got to be a real connection to the artists where that you might not get, you know, at like a full show, you know, because you're right there. Absolutely. On the level with them. And you know, like I said, I remember talking about, you know, when Barbie Barker, she stood up and played the Flying V, and like, you know, you're right there. Like, you know, you're basically a part of the show almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. So it's a very intimate setting, just a really powerful evening. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, that is awesome, and I'm sure it's going to be super cool, and I'm sure we will also talk more as season three gets underway and the secrets are revealed of who's going to be on season three. I would like the secrets to kind of be revealed here. That'd be cool.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Usually about 2 weeks before each show, we'll do an artist reveal and get the word out there. So we'll have to find a way to work together on that sometime. People are looking for tickets. Best way, especially with these shows, because they tend to sell out, We can fit about 75 or so in that space, is to go online, $15 tickets at songcitytroy.com or Venmo at songcitytroy. Or you can buy them $20 at the door when you come in, but you're taking a risk.
Right. Awesome. Well, cool. Thank you so much, Scott, for taking time out of your evening to talk to me. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to checking in with you as the weeks progress and I find out who else is coming up on Song City Season 3. So thanks again, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for everything.
All right. So that is Scott Womer of Song City. So before we go, like I was saying, you know, I always reach out to artists if I want to play their music, and it's a very short window from the time I send a message asking if it's okay until the time I need a response before I record, essentially. And you know, when it falls through the cracks, it's really a bummer, but then sometimes, you know, it works out, because Lemon Law, a couple weeks ago, it was the same situation. I had reached out to them. I was going to play one of their songs, and by the time they got in touch with me, it was just too late. But they did leave it with, you know, hey, anytime you want to play one of our songs, feel free, which is awesome, because now I'm, you know, a couple weeks later, I'm like, oh, shit, I want to play a Lemon Law song. And it just happened to work out that, like, when I opened Spotify to like dig through their catalog and see which song that I was going to play, the first thing that caught my eye was one of the cover of one of their albums, So Long and Thanks for All the Seeds, is a clear homage to NOFX, So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes, which is a play on words off the Douglas Adams novel, So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, just for the record. But anyway, their font on the album is like the same NOFX font. And it just so happens that, you know, NOFX are my all-time favorite band, and they're done this year. They're on their final tour. They've said that they will not play another show as long as they live. Like, they're wrapping it up, and I bought VIP tickets, and me and my buddy BJ Schwinghammer and Angela Taranjo, who is the showrunner of the Unsigned Unwind, we are heading out to Brockton for the final NOFX show. And it just so happens that, you know, when I opened this up, I was like, I had it in my mind, I wanted to play a Lemon Law song. I popped it open, and the first thing that I saw was their homage to NOFX, and I just thought, you know, that was serendipitous. So I'm going to play something off So Long and Thanks for All the Seeds from Lemon Law. This song is called My Fascist Family, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. No longer feeling ambivalent. Fascist Family Lemon Law. And that is it for this weekend's edition of Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. Make sure you check out my other show, The Unsigned Unwind, and of course, Unsigned 518. And, you know, like, share, and follow, and all that jazz, because just a little bit goes a really long way. And it helps independent things like this stay afloat, or at the very least, it lets us know that somebody's paying attention. So again, I am Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.